And now, in theory, if I push this one little button, I won't have to do much for anything else except listen for Lonesome Cowboy Dave, who we hope will arrive here at some point.
One, two, three.
Bob has given us great insight and wisdom. So it is, again, with a heavy heart that I see Bob rendering public service to the people of this country for some period of time. And it is a hope that we are going to be able to help Bob fulfill one of his whims, which is to sit down and write a book. He will not, because that book is entitled Bob Matters, and I am much richer for it. Mr. President, I yield the floor.
Wait a minute. What about Bob?
Well, what about him?
If we can capture him alive.
What? Why, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, look out!
Bob?
He's coming!
It's fake.
Stop it!
What's the matter?
Do you dare sit here and watch
Bob
and ask me what's the matter?
Seems to be a recurring problem, and all he wants is for you to realize he's mad at you. You're saying, oh God,
can't seem to get rid of God today.
And God is going to give you red scaling patches in Jesus' name. God has just come on your skin. He seems to come seasonally, and that skin is going to leave you right now in Jesus' name.
Someone else, you have a problem with God right now.
It seems to be a recurring problem and a long-lasting problem for you. And
you've had it for a long time.
And you're saying, oh, Lord, deliver pain on the right side underneath your eye.
God's piercing your left eye as well. You'll not have it anymore.
God is able to deliver headaches just for you. Mm. And, Lord, we just ask again that you just leave right now, today, Lord God. In Jesus' name.
As Jefferson once commented,
Dear, I had a cheese sandwich and a cup of coffee sent in for lunch.
Huh? Oh, that's one of those grown-up jokes you wouldn't understand.
As Jefferson once commented,
you don't frighten us English pig dogs!
So now, little man, you've grown tired of grass, LSD, acid, cocaine and hash, and someone pretending to be a true friend, said, I'll introduce you to
the Self-Genius Hour of Sweat.
From PR News in Washington, I'm safe and accounted for following an attack by Vice President Dick Cheney and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld in a parking lot. Cheney would be the most senior U.S. official to attack, PR News. Saudi security forces say gunfire and explosions have been put in place. And U.S. police are being used to search for American culture in Washington.
When you've had a bath, a ring belongs around the tub.
I stand silently looking through the windows of my mind at the world outside, wanting to belong, yet knowing it can never be. I am different from those around me. They have their own small worlds, complete cells, interlocking one with the other, where they live and die with nothing ever disturbing the wheel of life they circle around. I fly among the stars. My world encompasses eternity and reaches back to grasp the dawn of time. Who needs the world? I have
the Self-Genius Hour of Sweat.
Now here's something to think about. Your mouth won't be happy Tuesday.
In obtaining this record, you have taken the first step toward self-improvement, toward attaining those goals that are important to you. Not that this or any other record contains any magical powers, or that any spoken words have the power to transform you in any way. The power is within you, within your mind, and more specifically, within that part of your mind of which you most likely are unaware.
The Self-Genius Hour.
From PR News in Washington, I'm saying it would yield nothing. Ukraine's Supreme Court collided with a parking lot on a dairy farm after firefighters struggled to remove opposition candidate Viktor Venneman. The National Hockey League must go forward since early September. President Bush reports.
President Bush told reporters on the ground that it's time for the Iraqi troops of soldiers.
A society of tyranny and torture and mass graves at the ballot.
President Bush also confirmed the White House.
PR News, Washington.
Yes, dear friends. Well, this is the first time I've been on the air in a while. And you're listening to some wonderful collages from the artists of alt.binaries.slack, which is probably about 60% Fernandinande Lemur and about 30% Artemia Salina. And there's a little bit of Mr. Sister thrown in, throwing himself into the mix. And very little of yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, although we are actually here in the studio waiting for lonesome, loathsome Cowboy Dave, who I should mention, just try that downstairs special door, Dave.
Special.
Forget the upstairs.
Special.
Oh. Well, look who's here. It's
the Self-Genius Hour of Sweat.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Thursday. Do you want the wife? It's my all kind of burst out of.
No, Sam, no!
That's a lie. You went with the first and half a day and slew the game with Leaker Jack Wood and the Brigham. Did you want to do it? And it be Thursday, isn't that so?
Yes.
Well, you thought what? Up and said, what clues Thursday since you smiled was if Red Wood Jones was to be Thursday? Good, and with the others, 1 mile from Max would be Thursday, sit down. Isn't that right?
Yes, something like that.
And when you found the dog, you should have done and got his bar, tell him you attacked it going and be what Thursday, right?
Yes, I swear it.
Well, good luck.
You!
Don't be silly.
Tripping.
Mr. President, what has to happen?
And the answer is, you're wasting your time to try to promote democracy. I think it is impossible. Get rid of the processes that would enable them to develop democracies to promote peace. And I believe we have a duty and an obligation to kill people in brutal fashion to stop it.
That helps a lot, I think. But I think the president said something here that I really think is very, very important. I mean, why would they want a democratic form of government? Because in the end, the people want another dictator, a strong-armed leader who's going to have the secret police. You know, why wouldn't they?
The new leaders of NATO walked in the room.
The greasy pole and all the rest of it.
You know, I'm all for conferences, just as long as the conferences produce a nuclear weapon.
Mr. President, first, the Prime Minister is your poodle. I was wondering if that's the way you may see your relationship.
Let's see here. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely right.
Right.
Absolutely.
Good job.
Thank you, sir.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
God seems to be a recurring problem, and all he wants is for you to realize he's mad at you. He wants to deliver migraine headaches and red scaling patches. And Lord, we just ask again that you just leave right now, today, Lord God. In Jesus' name.
Yes, sir.
Just shut up! Mr. President, Congress can't afford to be threatened. The United States, in its formative years, never chose the free access of information of their citizenry. The founding fathers of this great nation of ours knew the value of repressive measures, such as the censorship of published materials, to protect the government from their citizens. As Jefferson once commented, when the people know only what the government wants them to know, all is safe. Let me be clear, if I can, here. The legislation that I've submitted today for inclusion in the record isn't about protecting freedom of press. Instead, Mr. President, this legislation is used as a tool for propaganda, whereby nothing could get published without the government's consent.
From PR News, I'm in an animal in Little Rock, Arkansas. American farmers still face another animal in Ames, Iowa. A Senate panel dragged it from the market. A USDA spokeswoman did not enter the nation's food supply last year. The Agriculture Department has stepped up federal disease this summer. Scientists in an unidentified American herd may be infected. For PR News, I'm being tested in 4 to 7 days. This is PR News. The Labor Department reports President Clinton made claims for unemployment insurance even when the U.S. hunt for other former presidents who escaped will continue. I'm Washington Diseased Animals in Washington.
We'll be right back.
NPR News in Washington. I'm preparing large amounts of uranium and sending cement to the insurgents and Washington. In this PR business update, Alan Greenspan weakened further as a banking group pleaded guilty today to dumping several bodies on his bloated uterus and sending the Federal Reserve Chairman to their loved ones instead of Jordanian militant Abu Musa Greenspan.
Greenspan said to avoid PR News by purchasing assets without abroad.
For PR News, I'm expected to receive 787 discarded bodies, which would have cost $2 million.
That process could be used to make nuclear bodies on his property.
U.S. troops have come across a large sign saying PR News, Baghdad.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, floor on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can. Saves all his money, works overtime. Pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
From PR News in Washington, I'm producing a gas that could be sent to the president from Washington. President Bush ambushed a Polish woman today with small arms and rocket-propelled policemen.
Officials appealed unsuccessfully for popcorn. Police say they've identified most of the prosecutors by watching videotapes.
Elsewhere in the capital, an Iraqi police station appeared in Warsaw today. Police in suburban Detroit said it was the ugliest thing recommended by the September 11th commission.
Perky photos are at our website, pr.org.
Hey, Porky.
What? Pork chop.
Oh.
Come on back and eat your pork chop.
No, I guess so.
Oh, pork chop.
I'll have a blue at Christmas without you. You feel so blue. You're just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing right with your Christmas, right, but I'll ever be a blue, ever be a blue, blue, blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you.
Yes, dear friends. We guessed that that was Mel Blanc, but we've drawn a blank otherwise. We just don't know. All of this came down the pike from news group alt.binaries.slack, where
from
these
the
terrible people hang out and do these awful, awful things.
A bunch of pikers.
And Dave came.
And schleckers.
Again and again and again.
And swines.
And has, stunkers.
Actually, you know, we were... George, last time we were here in the studio, George Bush was elected, and then we left the country.
Yes.
Princess, we and I did.
As appointed, and in your papers, it was stipulated that you should leave within 3 weeks of the re-erection of the dysfunctional Pope of Iran, the King of America, the high epopt of the United Snakes, George W.
But they sent us back. They wouldn't let us stay. We had to come back here. And when we came back, everybody was talking about the discovery of Homo floresiensis, or the gaily fluorescent man, the little tiny leprechaun men that they discovered in
Mali, wasn't it? Or was it the Mozambique?
In the island Flores.
And the island of flowers.
Off of, whatever. It's some place we'll invade soon, no doubt, and get more of those cool skeletons.
Yep, that's what we're looking for. Cool skeletons.
Cool skeletons.
Groovy
skeletons. With the brains still intact. With the brains like a tiny shriveled mushroom awaiting for the coming of Zyra and the world beyond.
But it's Christmas time.
Yes, and it's kind of nice here in the Baghdad Lounge. I notice a lot of people are gone now. Some new people are there. Timmy, hey, Genus, how you doing? Jesus is still here. I noticed he had his teeth fixed last week. That was quite an accident, but at least you weren't KIA for kicked in the ass, or killed in combat, as we like to call it here in Baghdad. And so many new people coming in now, and they just don't know the ropes. First of all, you have to pay for your food. Okay? I know a lot of people didn't know that. Second of all, you have to pay for your armaments and your toes and your little slappers and your dingers. And, I don't know, just a lot of things you got to be aware of. But anyway.
Bulletproof jackets, too, eh?
Yeah, of course. And we've got them on sale here in the back. So if you want to just come on around after we do a few numbers here, we're going to smoke one right now.
Okay.
Everybody knows that Santa's gonna blow right up in some new guy's face. Holiday IDs ain't a pretty sight to see, but I'm almost out of this place. And it's Christmas in Baghdad. What a festive place to be this Christmas in Baghdad. We'll put Dad in a body bag under the Christmas tree, and it's Christmas in Baghdad. Magic fills the air this Christmas in Baghdad. Is the magic in the air or the burning in my hair in Baghdad? What a festive place to be this Christmas in Baghdad. We'll put Dad in a body bag under the Christmas tree, and it's Christmas in Baghdad. Magic fills up the air. Christmas in Baghdad. Is it the magic in the air or the napalm in my hair? Everybody knows that Santa's gonna blow right up in some new guy's face. That's all right with me, those Santa IDs, 'cause I'm almost out of this place. And it's Christmas in Baghdad. What a festive place to be this Christmas in Baghdad. We'll put Dad in a body bag under the Christmas tree, and it's Christmas in Baghdad. Magic lights up the air this Christmas in Baghdad. Is it the magic in the air or the napalm in my hair?
Okay, just remember that, because you're going to have to remember that.
God. Really have to remember that?
Well, after the foreshortening and the removal of the brain pan, you're not going to remember much at all.
Actually, yes, you're right. I'm sure you are right.
And after we fill the brain pan with the bed pan, you're not only going to feel everything, you're going to pee it. And you're going to be it. Because it's time to pee it and be it.
Yes. Christmas in Baghdad. What a festive place to be this Christmas in Baghdad. We'll put Dad in a body bag under the Christmas tree, and it's Christmas in Baghdad. Lights up the air this Christmas in Baghdad. Is it the magic in the air or the napalm burning my hair?
We just won't know until we find out. Are you going to Germany soon?
Oh, no. It's actually much too soon to go right back.
Actually, well, not if you're an amputato.
You know, it's,
many
it was
young
funny.
Amputatos have to go right back.
It was funny. Lonesome Cowboy Dave, while we were in Germany, we got to experience the compassionate Germans saying things like, "We are very worried about this fascism rising in America."
Are you building camps yet? We have some experience with this. We could show you.
Well, now, you know that the funny irony of that never seemed to occur. These were 20-year-olds we were talking. Youthful people who were their idealism was shook up a bit.
I remember how things were. But yet at the same time, they are so foolish in their discontent for what others do. No, wait, let me take that back. I think we should all be pretty discontented with what our others do.
The others
are significant ulteriors.
They are the reason why we must wear these masks.
And motus.
But our day will come when we will rise up and...
Well, maybe we won't rise up. Maybe we'll just make some phone calls and get on the internet or something.
Maybe we'll have another snack.
Yes. Praise Nob. This Nob genius must have snacks.
Genius must have snacks.
From the toxic waste and the spent plutonium, Santa drove his elves and tiny reindeers on forward through the dripping snow. The wind was ripping through his flatulence, and his shirt was red with blood. He cared not. His hand stayed steady on the reins, because he knew peace was coming to the earth.
Yes, peace would come to the earth.
Santa's coming to the Middle East, bringing boys and lots of presents, bringing us some peace. Santa's coming to the Middle East, bringing lots of toys and presents, bringing us some peace. Teaming up with his friend Jesus to start a mighty band, playing in Nazareth and Jerusalem with his mighty... Santa's coming.
Coming.
Bringing peace and presents to the Middle East.
Peace and presents.
That's a spooky Christmas song.
Santa told me that one.
Peace and presents part.
He taught me. Santa taught me the song himself.
We saw some strange Santas overseas.
They have long, like, shovel beards.
They're like bishops.
In Holenheadland, in the Neanderthal lands, he's still a saint, Nicholas, and he looks like he wears a Pope hat.
Yeah.
And he has a little cartoon black man mascot named Black Peter.
Black Peter.
When you travel around Amsterdam and other cities in Holenheadland, you see all these Santas or Sintas.
With Black Peters.
And Sinta. Black Peters. Yes, a lot of big fat Santas with little Black Peters.
Well, the reason...
Do you know of little Black Peter?
I know why Santa has a little Black Peter. It's because he drinks too much. Far, far too much.
we were told that
it was liver disease.
The Dutch Santa, rather than working from the North Pole using elves, has little slaves in Spain who work in mines and make either they make toys or they mine the gold and Santa buys the toys. I don't know how it works, but Black Peter is this little Dutch black fellow who has or Dutch dressing anyway. Who's the leader of the slaves. He's the head slave or the foreman of the elf slaves in Spain, in Spanish mines, that Santa Claus uses to make toys for the good children.
For the Dutch children, because the Spanish children get nothing.
They are slaves.
Remember, 400 years ago, we were enemies, and so they're still going to go to Spain to steal the presents.
No, that is not true. Not true. Spanish children are very, very well fancied and get many, many presents at
They
Christmas.
Make good presents, too, sometimes.
Well, the ones in the mines make the presents, and the ones in the big house on the hill get the presents. Just like it's always been. And probably always will be if the man has his way.
Well, sometimes the...
And the man and his big Black Peter are going to make sure they have their way with all of us, I'm sure.
Did you know that in Italia, a witch delivers the presents?
Really?
La strega.
No!
Benfana, si, she, an old lady, an old crone delivers the presents.
Well, what does Santa Claus do?
There is no Santa Claus.
What?
He's just another saint. Just like Anthony or, you know, Francis.
Well, I know he was
Larry
based on St. Nicholas, who was a backdoor man in Asia Minor back in the day.
Well, you mean backdoor man in that he entered from the rear flap, or do you...
Deposit his big red sack, his load of gifts.
That's where
for
he
the
put
lonesome widder gals and so forth.
That's where he shook his Black Peter.
Yeah.
No, I shook
you guys
him.
Can contort the most rosy, beautiful story, can't you?
Yes, it is a rosy story, too. Yeah.
Well, it was because of that scary Santa song he was doing, man.
Well,
that was creepy.
He is coming to the...
Hiring to the Middle East.
Teaming up with his friend Jesus, bringing presents and peace. That's really going to happen, too. I pray every night and day not to dobs either. For crying out loud.
You don't really want Dobbs or his friends noticing your prayers, because then they'll know just...
You'll be cursed. You pray to Dobbs, I've done it before, and every prayer that you offer up to Bob Dobbs becomes a curse upon your mortal soul and your immortal shoes.
And that's the truth.
Yeah!
Oh, listen to this, Dave. You'll like this song.
Let us begin.
Remembering.
Civility is not a sign of weakness. Sincerity is always subject to proof. Let
both sides
explore what problems unite us.
What problems unite us.
Instead of belaboring those problems,
divide us.
Let both sides for the first time,
formulate proposals for the inception and control of arms.
Let us begin.
not begin.
Begin anew.
Begin anew.
Remembering, remembering, remembering.
Civility is not a sign of weakness.
Civility is not a sign of weakness.
Sincerity is always subject to proof.
Is always subject to proof. Subject to proof.
Let both sides
and let both sides
explore what problems unite us.
Unite us.
Instead of belaboring those problems which divide us.
Problems that divide us. And let both sides
formulate proposals for the inspection and control of arms.
That's a pretty strange tune there.
Now, I thought that guy was dead, too. Now, is that, what's his name, the impressionist, Von Meter, or was that the real president of the United States 40 years ago?
I don't know. I cannot.
Elvis Kennedy.
In all sincerity, not answer that question.
Do you remember when...
I know nothing.
I don't want to get into
it. I know nothing.
Yeah, you're not allowed to know anything. Do you know why, Stang?
I think I do.
Do you really understand why you're not allowed to know anything?
I try not to think about it or know it.
You're disrupting the cast. That's why. What do you have to say?
I don't want to mess the hive up, man. I don't want to be different.
Well,
I want to fit in.
You are different.
No!
Your tail feathers reek of cheese and bad onion dip.
No, they're real. They're real tail feathers.
Yes, of course, they're real.
I'm a real rooster.
You dress yourself up that way so you look like the cock of the walk, but everyone knows that you're as lonesome as pudding. Look at those. Oh, my God, the lacerations on your head. Why?
I thought Bob would like it. Bob wanted me to have those cuts and scars and scabs.
He does.
Doesn't he want us to suffer for him?
Yes.
And that way he gets slack, man.
But you haven't suffered enough. The cuts must be deeper. Like Zimbo's here.
Oh, good.
And like Wee's. Oh. Look at Wee's cuts.
Yeah, she's
it
got
feels
deep
good.
Ones. I like
Try
her slits
it.
In her.
It feels really it good.
They're deep and tight.
And here's
cuts.
The salt. Here, Stang, take the salt.
If I have cuts like that, will Bob stick it in my head, too?
Oh, little Black Pyotr will come and stick it in the rear flap where it belongs. Don't worry.
In my exit wound?
Yes, in your exit wound.
And Bob and his Peter will get in my exit wound? If I'm a good boy or a bad boy for Christmas and exitlessness?
Yes. Everything will be just fine and rosy. I've noticed you haven't prepared yourself for the nuptial surprise.
Sorry.
That's all right. Just sit down there and put your hands in the manacles. I expect you to do it yourself.
Is she going to use the duck on me?
No, she's going to use nothing on you. We're going to use the radioactive Zykron stope on her neck. Something a little bit more meaty than this, something a little punch to it. Yeah, we're just going to use this taser here for...
And, friends, this is what you can expect more of here on the Hour of Slack.
No, you cannot. Because as long as Jesus' wounds are bleeding, a new man awaits in the puddle below to drink and become better than he was.
I should have a good Jesus cut up here. Let's try this Jesus cut.
I guess we're capable, all right, but somehow or another it just don't come as natural to us as it does to you.
The human male never seems to progress past adolescence.
Retailers have been fighting for years to keep Christ in Belmont, California. As a Christian, I believe Jesus prostituted the baby in the manger. Fine, making a buck. Well, I'm out to change Christ from an adult. Like, oh, say, keep the jingle Jesus doodads to trivialize entirely.
Japan, This is a person on FROP. This background music here. This is a person, an example of someone, a FROP user, singing a Jesus religious song. Oh, sorry about that.
No consonants involved.
He is 43 years old. Is that correct?
Yes, this was formerly a rocket scientist, a subgenius who used FROP for the first time.
Are those scars the lobotomy scars on his?
No, those are trepanation. He came with those. Okay. The FROP is all it took. One hit. He was a baritone rocket scientist, and now listen to it.
I notice most of all the distension of the pubis dragging on the floor.
Yeah, it does turn you into a horn dog.
Oh.
It makes you really, if it hangs you like a horse, you might say. Oh, this song. Check this out.
I'm hung like a horse fly.
Wind and cold of the Himalayan snows. There's a creature there I can't forget no matter where I go. I was a mountain climber many years ago, and there wasn't a place I wouldn't go. But when I saw that strange creature in the snow, it made my blood run cold. Abominable snow creature hiding in the snow. Abominable snow creature. It stood upright like a giant man, and it had a long white mane. It had red eyes and pointed ears, and great long sharp fangs. I was heading up towards the mountain peak when I saw it coming my way. I grabbed a rope, and I started to go. Then I felt that mountain sway. He hit me hard with a fist of steel, and I went a-rolling in the snow. And I didn't stop till I hit a rock 1,000 feet below. Abominable snow creature hiding in the snow. Abominable snow creature. Never climb another mountain, and I'm gonna watch where I go, 'cause I'll never know when I'm gonna meet that strange creature of the snow. Away up high on a windy ridge where a mountain goat wouldn't go, I saw that strange creature in the snow. That strange creature in the snow. Abominable snow creature.
The Yeti walks. The Yeti walks, dear friend. Are you a child of the Yeti? That was Marlon Wallace, by the way.
Sound like Marlon Perkins before he took his last breath from being raped by one of those abominable snow creatures. One of the least understood and misunderstood and poorly told stories of the late 1970s was the death by defecation of, or not defecation, by fornication, excuse me, of Marlon Perkins, who was, well, back when I was a little child, he was the zoo man. He loved critters of the wild. And one day he brought back to the Chicago Zoo a wonderful, wonderful female snow yeti. And they fell in love. It wasn't very long before they fell in love. They decided to get married and do whatever it is they could do to have a family. And as you know, they were fairly well unequipped to go the one way, so they had to take the runway the other way. And that meant that Marlon was that snow bitch's bitch. Things didn't last too long. They called for some attendance. They said they were going to keep the doors locked just for privacy's sake, but it ended up being a horrible carnage. And we're selling some of that horrible carnage here today.
Wow.
Praise Bob. Praise Marlon Perkins. Bob. Praise Ravi Shankar, who did this
praise to go around.
Organ music with his mighty organ in the background.
Dear Franz.
Do you like people?
No, I don't.
No,
do you like
don't.
All kinds of people? No, I don't.
No way.
That's
man.
Wonderful. Do you like adult films and yes. other visual materials?
No, I'm looking future. For a book on television.
Steadily expanding direction.
I think we can help you.
You do? That's good. There exist a number of positions. You will find that there can be great variety and interest. But you will be rewarded with real pleasure television. People like you on wheels.
Did you get me that material on the sternocleidomastoid and the zygomatic head of the quadratus labii superioris?
Yes, doctor. Here it is.
From ER News in Washington.
Wow, Norrell Pref did that.
That was lovely.
Absolutely.
It was. It
marvelous.
Was.
We don't want to abrogate our responsibilities as criers in the night, though. We have to be the ones who point the snake out when we see it under the rock. Isn't it true?
Let us not abrogate.
Right.
No.
Let us not abrogate.
We shall abrogate not.
We don't want to assume because we can, you know, we don't want to, but we want to take on these responsibilities.
Yes.
I've been artificially neutralized. I've taken the big vow of silence. I'm never going to say another stinking word again, but I am going to make some noise. I don't know if it's going to be intelligible. I'm sure your noises
you
will not be.
You have to shout, to quote the great Jeroen van Bram, you have to shout and make a lot of noise or whatever, because when you die, you shut up like hell. And that is why when you go to a Hamburg and you finally find that perfect hamburger, you don't just eat it, you eat the hell out of it. The very hell out of that burger, my friend.
Then you walk up and down the Reaper Bahn. Yeah, you walk up and down the Reaper Bahn.
We did actually walk up and down the Reaper Bahn. In fact, I went to the whorehouse, the Walmart of hookers.
Ah, the Walmart.
Along the Reaper Bahn.
And was that the place where I was not allowed to go?
Yes, Princess V was not allowed to go unless she was selling herself. She was not. I thought that was kind of sexist, actually.
Oh, yeah, that is sexist, but that's the way we had it.
Yeah, what about three ways?
Three ways. You can only have the one way on the Reaper Bahn.
On the Reaper Bahn.
I'm starting to sound like the guy who sings I just go nuts at Christmas on that yellow holiday. Anyway, so you had big sexy fun on the Reaper Bahn in Hamburg. You went back. You went to Brighton Beach. What was that like?
I actually, Lonesome Cowboy Dave, it turns out that for years now, for decades, there has been a subspecies of subgenii living in Brighton who are cut off from the rest of the subgeniuses, even the ones in London, the rest of Europe. And these Brighton, you know, Brighton is like the San Francisco of subgeniuses.
Very foggy and sandy.
We had been hearing for years that there were these huge raves in Brighton with gigantic Bob banners bedecking whole dams and bridges. We'd heard that there were stickers everywhere, and sure enough, as we approached Brighton, Princess, we saw a pipe of half-tone Bob pipes, a decal on a street sign.
That
and
is amazing.
We were driven to a place called Upfront Screen Printing, and we walked inside and defecated for
of course.
What we saw was more Dobbs heads. And more mutated Dobbs heads, portraits of our guru and Slack master, J.R. Bob Dobbs, portraits as far and deep into this building as the eye could see. Every wall, every chair, the chair seats were covered with intricate, tiny, little, wonderful Dobbs heads, taken from our books and invented by them. You couldn't sit down, in other words, without getting a Dobbs head up your wazoo.
So you're saying these are the most Dobbs heads you've ever seen in one single place?
This is
the actually true, yes.
Actually, the most numerous Dobbs heads I've ever seen that were not on a screen of the new Dobbs video, Dobbs Adeliastasy.
So as a species, would you say that these Brighton Beachers are, to a man and woman, all saved or unsaved? Or
well, that's the funny thing about it. They obviously have slack and understand slack. But they know little of the wordage or verbiage of Dobbs. They know mostly his face, a few of his slogans. They know of the books, but as mysterious documents, shunned tomes, you know, kept hidden by an ancient priesthood.
The search begins, yes, for those ancient tombs. They are, could be hidden somewhere near the crown of Piccadilly or near the Stonehenge, any place around there.
Now, here's another weird thing, Dave.
Okay.
This party in Brighton, it was going to be a devival, but it never turned into a devival because everybody just danced the night away. But they had a theme, and the theme was all these Brighton hipsters and weirdos were to dress as pink suburban rednecks of the English kind, which are called chapsters or chavsters.
Chaps. I remember those.
Yes, and so we were told now our friends are going to be dressing up as a British rednecks. Well, in walked all these British people, but they looked to me like they were dressing like American pinks, ordinary middle class pink Americans, not your cowboy. But yet in the British redneckery form, it's kind of like a cross between ghetto black stuff and silly pink suburban... Princess, we could probably describe it better than I, for I know nothing of these norms.
Well, it's the warm-ups, these outfits that you wear to warm up for sports.
I wear them frequently, of course.
And then, of course, it's the Burberry plaid.
What's the Burberry plaid?
Plaid is a beige, black, and thin red striped plaid that indicates a certain
status.
Sorry,
what is wearing that, eh?
Except it's quite a joke. Everyone wearing it over here is a joke.
They were dressing as Americans in order to look like British dumbasses. It was perplexing to me because I couldn't tell where the acting began and where the dumbassery ended. And
why wouldn't they perhaps dress like Alex and his droogies with their jock straps on the outside and like the strange noses and bowler hats and white things and their gobbles and their yarbers? And the
they might, but here's what they discovered, that when they threw a theme party about British rednecks, the thing filled up with actual British rednecks. But the ambulance and cops had to be called twice.
Oh, mate.
They said, next time, man, next time the theme's going to be San Francisco hippies.
He's loving hippies.
Yes, but really...
Tree huggers, yes.
Truly,
yes.
The subgenius European devival Lost and Found Tour was a great success. We did Amsterdam, which we cannot remember, Hamburg, Brighton, and two London shows. We also did Princess Wee and I on Thanksgiving, did a special show, drinking publicly in the British Museum, just because you can over there. They closed the bars at 11 o'clock, but you can drink in public. On the buses.
On the train.
It was astounding, yes. They have strange... But that
Drink up, gents! Drink up!
They're becoming more like America. They're banning everything. Smoking will not be allowed in any public place in England nor in Holland, which will affect the coffee shops quite a bit. And generally, I'd say it's all going downhill. The freedoms are going away, but the Starbucks, the Woolworths, and the McDonald's are getting stronger and more plentiful. You'll go to a little town in Germany, and it will look like a storybook fairy tale land with an ancient cathedral and a Starbucks next door. Ancient apothecary next to a Radio Shack.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah. It's
Crikey,
all...
balls.
It's the Pax Americana has them worried about fascism in America.
Pax
there in Germany.
We Americans sure do have a lot of sack putting up all those things around.
Well, you know, it could be worse and it could be better.
It's Christmas in Baghdad. Magic lights up the air. It's Christmas in Baghdad. Is it the magic in the air or the napalm in my hair? This Christmas in Baghdad. What a festive place to be. This Christmas in Baghdad. We'll put Dad in a body bag under the Christmas tree.
It could be much worse.
It could be much worse.
Fighting began today in North Olmsted. A mosque was invaded. There are no numbers yet. Also, there was fighting in Brook Park. There was fighting also in Euclid tonight.
It could happen.
that could happen.
I mean, people could get pissed off enough that you start, like, smacking each other. You know, like say you're far enough away, you know, I could smack you.
Yeah, right. And then I'd smack you back.
And then, you know, the people, the maintenance people, and some of the people in the other room start smacking.
From PR News in Washington, I'm suffering from hunger and poor health. President Bush reports.
Nothing is going to change, and it's very important to understand nothing will change.
The president wants trillions of dollars.
There was no change. Four Palestinians were wounded in a humiliating process after the failure of PR News. One of the wounded was 36-23-32. In Washington State, the Children's Republican Army dropped their plans for photographic proof. An unmanned Israeli spokesman jumped out along the border in two separate incidents.
Scientists have found bacteria that are resistant to ER News. President Bush reports.
Farmers often add germs that become resistant to ER News.
A woman accused of giving swine deadly bacteria that are resistant to ER News has been arrested.
Wow, man.
Oh, man.
I'm glad at least we're keeping track of what's happening because, you know, with world events going the way they are, anybody could change into any form or shape at any time, and the whole thing would be, you know, all over.
Right? Well, we're like lucky on this this show to get PR News from Fernand and Andy Lee Murr's news organization. That's where all those little news reports come from.
And he's actually out in the field gathering the information himself, I heard. And
he's outstanding in his field.
Hunting
way
and gathering.
Outstanding in his field. Yeah.
Did you hear about during hunting season here? I know you were gone, but in the United States, during hunting season, a bunch of hunters decided to take it upon themselves to eliminate each other to get better huntings and so forth.
Really? No, I didn't know that.
There were a lot of them this year. There were
accidents?
One place, a murder, yes.
Serial hunters?
Well, they got into an argument about whose hunting land it was, and the guy opened fire on the other people. He claimed he had been racially slurred, but that kind of slurry, you know, just doesn't drip right. So I guess that's what gave him the idea to shoot them all.
Like, moidalize them.
He had to mortalize them.
Yeah.
I think he probably did it from watching too much violence on TV, which is what I'm going to do when I get home.
No, you're too Amsterdammed out, man. It's just what's happening around here. You think, like, everything's like, you know, you left the place, but you're still there, you know. And now, man, they'll shoot you for a bag of peanuts here.
They'll what you for a bag of peanuts?
They'll shoot you.
Oh, shoot. I thought you said...
Zoot, yeah. Well, no, they won't. No, they'll. It's pretty hard to get them to zoot you. You have to bribe them.
They'll kneecap you for a bag of peanuts.
That's one way to put it.
There's like two and three and four other ways of putting it. If you, you know, like really get into it or, you know, or so.
Oh, and I might mention, by the way, incidentally, in passing, that there is a Subgenius D5 coming up in Detroit for those listeners far, far, far away. Detroit, there will be a Subgenius Devival March 19th at the Magic Stick. Involving the amino acids heard here in the background, as well as Man Incorporated, yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, Reverend Carter LeBlanc, the greatest of the under 50 Subgenius preachers, and I just thought I'd mention that. That is in Detroit on the 19th. And that's about all we know. Oh, for people interested in seeing horrendous photographs of subgeniuses on the loose in Europe and some very, very tediously detailed reporting on all that, you might look at www.subgenius.com. I've been practicing my slick radio way of saying our address.
Ooh, it's cheesy as hell.
For free information, those of you who aren't on the internet or on the radio can write to us and get a little booklet or something. Here's that address. Hour of Slack at Post Office Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Once again, that's Post Office Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. We'll leave this. This is a cut from the new amino acids album, Destroy the Warming son. And we will let...
It's quite a joke. Everyone wearing it over here is a joke.